Welcome back to Yesterday's Dropouts. I'm Kavita Cardoza. We're talking about the struggles of the 30 million adults in the US who don't have a high school diploma. 30 million people whose stories are often unheard, and yet their struggles affect us all, directly or indirectly. As a nation, we spend $2 billion a year on adult education. Half a billion of that is federal money. The rest comes from states and local governments. Sounds like a lot of money, right? Well, Lennox McClendon with the National Council of State Directors of Adult Education says, not when you put it in context.
Adult education and training programs traditionally receive less than 10% of the amount of federal, state, and local funding that goes to K-12 and less than 5% of what's spent to support higher education.
And the financial picture is poised to become worse. Chris Van Hollen is a member of Congress from Maryland and the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee.
We've actually seen about a 17% drop in funding for adult literacy and education programs just since the year 2002. On top of that, the sequester will impose another 5% cut. And then the House Republican budget proposal would actually cut it by another 20% below sequester levels.
And remember, he says, these funds already serve only a fraction of adults who want services.
So we would be taking a system that's already inadequate and making it a lot worse if these cuts were to go through.
McClendon says getting funding for adults who dropped out of school is also harder because many Americans believe they've made poor choices.
One senator recently said these people had their chance and we shouldn't spend any more money on them.
It's true, McClendon says. Technically, they did have their chance, but now they need a second chance. So it was about this point I started to feel pretty discouraged. There seemed to be so many sad stories and not much hope. And so I did what I usually do when I feel that way. I searched for a program that works. And I found it in Washington State. The program is called Integrated Basic Education and Skills Training, better known by a far simpler acronym, IBEST. Louisa Erickson, who helps run the program, says, a few years ago, people in the community college system realized they had a serious problem. They had too many people who wanted jobs and too many jobs unfilled.
And instead of hiding it and saying, wow, we're not doing a good job, we really exposed it and said, wow, we're not doing a good job. And asked the people who were doing the work, what do you think we could do?
That's how IBEST was born. Students going through this program are the same as you'd find in any adult education class across the country. They've often dropped out of high school years ago and have low levels of reading and math. Many don't speak English fluently. Through this program, they can take college-level courses and earn certificates in any of the almost 200 courses offered, from medical billing to welding to building maintenance. The secret is team teaching.
But it's also her developmental stage. Look at how old she was. How old do you think she is?
It's where two teachers are paired, like Candy Benteo and Rachel Rogers. They've worked together for years, teaching a child development class at Green River Community College, 20 miles south of Seattle. They have different roles, though. Benteo teaches the academic content, while Rogers teaches basic skills, reading, math, English.
Tell me what it was like in the beginning.
Oh, my. Well, we went through modules, yeah. Sometimes there's still tears, huh?
Yeah.
Benteo says in the past, when students nodded, she assumed they understood. But many of her students don't. They just don't want to seem stupid, or if they're from a different country, they don't even know it's okay to ask a question. So Rogers plays what she calls the eye of the class.
Give me an example.
Idioms. Thank you. See, we do finish our sentences. Idioms.
Candy would say these phrases, fly by the seat of your pants. And I would just, and I would interrupt her and I'd say, does it mean that I'm throwing my pants up in the air and flying? Or what exactly does that mean? And she would laugh and the students would laugh because that's what they're thinking. By my modeling that, it gives them permission that it is okay to ask questions, and that's the sign of an intelligent and a good student.
At the end of this course, students will take a nationally recognized childcare credentialing exam, but Benteo and Roger spend a lot of class time emphasizing soft skills, including appropriate workplace behavior.
Some of our students will dress very
provocatively?
Yeah. Just not what you'd want in a childcare environment. We have lots of conversations about the way we dress and the way we smell. Too much perfume, too much incense, not enough deodorant.
iBEST also shortens the amount of time adult students are in school by bypassing the GED test completely. If they're in a college program and earn an associate's degree, they can receive a high school diploma retroactively. Candy Benteo says having two teachers in the classroom helps them quickly boost student skills and get them into jobs, which is the main point of the program.
That's what helps our students become so vested in the program, is they can see that light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, there's another idiom, huh?
There's an iBEST program in every community and technical college in Washington State. All of them have to demonstrate that students can get jobs paying a living wage when they graduate. In most parts of the state, that's $13 an hour. There's a long row of cars inside an auto mechanics class at Shoreline Community College, and students are working hard trying to fix them. Some are bent over engines, others are crouched close to tires. These adult learners have finished the theory portion of this class, where they learned about the physics of manual transmissions. Now, the hands-on part has begun.
So when the switch is off...
Mark Hankins is the instructor.
On, yeah, okay. You've actively turned off the traction control system.
My brain just clicks with engines.
That's CJ Forza. He dropped out of school in the 12th grade. He's now 31. Forza had a messy upbringing, bouncing around foster homes. But he says through it all...
Cars have been like the one thing since childhood that I'm really excited about.
Forza loves cars so much, he's already working part-time in a mechanic shop. He's now learning the why, not just the how, of repairs.
Instead of just guessing at what it is, I'm more able to figure out, okay, this issue can be caused by this, this, or this.
Like most adults in this class, Forza is juggling many responsibilities without much money to hold his life together. But he sticks it out because he can see exactly what the connection is between this class and his career. At the end of 1 year, Forza will have a certificate in general auto mechanics and will see his pay jump from $10 an hour to $15.
I want to be the breadwinner of my family. I have a 3-year-old daughter that I need to raise. I want a career, not a job.
Yeah, we still get to play with cars.
This class isn't child's play, though. Instructor Mark Hankin says students have to learn the complex systems of today's cars, so at the end of the program...
they can go out and they can do a brake job, they can do fluid replacement, they can do inspections, and those are the kinds of jobs that there's a big need for.
He says that's what iBEST is all about, giving students specific skills that employers value so they can get jobs. Independent research has shown students in iBEST are more likely to earn college credits, earn more money, and work more hours compared to similar students not in the program. It's been so successful that more than 20 states are implementing some form of this model. Hankin says iBEST really does make a difference.
I have a student that's now a general manager of a dealership, and I'm sure he's making 2 or 3 times more salary than I am.
Louisa Erickson, who helps run the iBEST program statewide, says when people talk about the program, they often discuss the numbers and the model and the research. But at its heart, she says, iBEST is about giving people another chance.
A lot of people will say, well, why can't they just pull themselves up by their bootstraps? But not everybody has bootstraps or even boots.